Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is a rainy Friday. It's May 29th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. And once again, this is C.A. Nuri and I shall be your host for the day. Everybody is out of studio today. I mean, the whole Guardian is closed, right? We are all attending a funeral for one of our dearly loved ones who transitioned recently, Anita. And want to extend regards to our family and her friends as all of the staff went to attend her funeral, which is at 10 a.m. today. But today, we have in studio Miss Valderez. I hope I pronounced that correctly.
You did.
Miss Valderez Miller. She's like a staple now here at Guardian Radio. And every time her church, Our Lady's Catholic Church, has an event, she tends to pop up and give details there. We have two guests in studio today. We also have a representative from St. Matthew's Anglican Church. We have a Catholic Church and an Anglican Church that we're speaking to, and they have a big event. So we're doing our part in the promotion of those events. But I'll go to Ms. Valderez, who tend to be the chair of their big fair. This is a big fair we hear about.
Yes, this is a big fair. This is the annual big fair happening tomorrow, May 30th, on the park of Peter East and DeVoe Street, starting at 12 p.m. We're excited to bring the fair back once again.
Good. So remind us about the time, place, and you just did that, right?
Yes, but I'll do it again.
Do it again because I want everyone to understand if we need that funny money, if we need how much money we need to bring, what you just call the crockery? That's what you call it when the place?
Home cookery.
Home cookery. The place you just get the home food.
Yes.
Right? So I want to go through all of that again.
Okay, awesome. So, like I said, the fair and raffle, Our Lady's Catholic Church, happening tomorrow on the Park of Peter East and DeVoe Streets from 12 p.m. until, yes, you need your funny money, but you can get your funny money on the grounds. We have so many exciting things happening on the grounds. We have great food, like home cookery, so you can get like a fish dinner, a chicken dinner. We obviously have conch lamb and our very famous conky conch fritters, some of the best conch fritters in the Bahamas, and you can put some money down on that, I can tell you. We have grill food, we have lemonade, we have wings and tings. I'm partial to the lemonade and the grill because I'm doing the lemonade and my family's doing the grill.
Can we pause down? Since you're doing the lemonade, is that home lemonade or that?
Yes, we have, me and Squeeze Lemonade is definitely fresh lemonade.
Okay.
We are ready for you. We have different flavors. You have lychee, we have strawberry, so we're ready. We have snow cones, we have ice cream, we have games like Dart the Balloon, Hoopla, we have bingo. We have a dedicated kiddies corner, so the kiddies have houses, they have little rides, so you pay your fee and they can have the kiddies corner all day. We have soda, we have water, face painting, home gallery, daiquiri. So many exciting things happening tomorrow. We have our DJ. When they confirmed, we have the Royal Bahamas Police marching band. So we're excited for tomorrow and what's happening there.
Okay. I know with Our Lady's families tend to be very much involved in your fair.
Yes.
And I always want to give a shout out to the various families, especially in that home cookery section.
Yes.
I want you to say which family is doing this and which family is doing that.
Awesome. So we have the Johnson family doing the home cookery. We have the Mitchell family doing snow cone and ice cream. We have, so some families are separated. So we have the Stewart family and they run hot dog popcorn, but they're also running face painting and home gallery. We have the Taylor family doing the lemonade and the grill. We have Sands family doing soda and water. We have the Ferguson / Sweeting family / Minis doing wings and tings. We have obviously our committee members doing bingo. We have the Woods family doing both Daiquiri and Dart the Balloon. Trying to think of making sure I'm hitting all the families. We have the Women's Fellowship Group doing Conklin. We have other volunteers on the ground doing pastries, running the games. So it's honestly a family affair. We have the men's group doing the South Side in the morning. So before the fair start, you need something hot. They're doing the South Side in the morning as well.
So let's go back to this South Side in the morning. Because I did forget that. Y'all tend to be like all day.
All day.
Because I know the fair starts at 12.
12, but...
But y'all have like a pre-fair event.
If you want to call it that.
So let's go to the pre-fair event done by the men's group.
Yeah, so the men's group has South Side in the morning. They have chicken South.
Time. You mean time of the day?
Oh, like 7 a.m. 7 a.m. They'll be ready to roll.
O'clock in the morning. I can pass by and get some
and get sauce. A hot meal. Yes.
How the price is like that?
They're about $12. $12 or so. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. And so it is chicken sauce, it is pig feet sauce, and it is their, at this point, a staple and for them, stew turkey.
Stew turkey.
Yes, stew turkey.
That sounds good. I never had the stew turkey.
It is one of their top sellers. So yeah, obviously I think every time people were like, I've never heard of stew turkey. And then they came, they tried it, and they kind of hooked on it.
Okay. Stew turkey. Mm-hmm. I mean, I might have to pass there just for the stew turkey. I never thought about a stew turkey.
Stew turkey.
So that starts at, like I said, the pre-fail. Starts at 8 o'clock, you said, right?
7.
At 7 o'clock.
Yes.
And do I need to buy a ticket for that in advance, or that's...
Well, the tickets, you can still purchase tickets from the church rectory. It's going to be pretty much open all day to day. And you also can still purchase tickets for our raffle as well. The raffle tickets are $5 a ticket, $50 for a book with a free ticket. This year, the grand prize is a 2027 Jator X50.
You see, you're speeding it. I already know when we start talking about raffle.
Yes.
But how we can start talking about raffle? I'm still talking about food.
Food, sorry. The tickets for the food, you can still get those today. Or you can just pay on the ground tomorrow.
The Ferguson's still them doing a part of the events, and what are they doing?
The Ferguson's?
Yeah, the Ferguson's.
They doing wings and tinks.
Ah, okay. Just making sure. Because I know they were very active last time.
So yes, they still doing wings and tinks.
Okay. And I thought she was supposed to be coming with you today, or she was passing by.
But she had to go elsewhere. So we are one day away from the fair. We all are dividing and conquering as much as we can do today.
Okay. So now let's talk about this raffle.
Yes.
Because we had to go through the food.
So I think we went through. Yeah, we got everything with the food.
Mm-hmm. You want to talk about no libation, but we can talk about that.
Yeah, later. We come around.
Yes.
So for the raffle, yes, this year we have our raffle. It is $5 per ticket, $50 for the book. And if you purchase the entire book, you get one free ticket in the book. And our grand prize this year is the 2027. The ticket book says 2026, but we just confirmed with EV Motors yesterday it's actually going to be a 2027.
Thank you, EV Motors. Jator
X50.
I can do well
that
with
will
that.
Be the first grand prize. And obviously the second one is a cruise for two.
I can do with that too.
We have some trips. We have some vouchers. And so we're excited for the raffle as well. And everyone has been pulling at me, rowing me. This their car. I don't know how one car can split between all these people.
We will see what happens tomorrow night.
We will see.
They could be happy for me driving it.
Yeah, yeah.
They just could be happy
yeah.
for me.
Yeah, this one car. Yes. It's owned by many people.
So where can I pick? I know that the tickets for the food. You can purchase at the church. You can buy tickets for the raffle at the church too?
Yeah, so you can ride the raffle tickets at the church as well pretty much all day today or on the grounds tomorrow as well.
So starting it's not too late.
Not too late to get your name in the raffle. Not too late.
Mm. Who's director there at Our Ladies now?
So currently at Our Ladies, we're in a transition phase or period, and so in this transition phase our administrator is Father Stephen Nandy, and he is actually the rector at Resurrection, but he is our admin, and then we have the priest in residence is Father Patrick Igwe. And so both of them will be somewhere on the grounds throughout the day tomorrow.
I just need to know who I need to contact to get a free stew turkey.
I don't think it's any of them. You better call Mr. Stansel Ferguson, who's the president of men's group, and maybe he can give you the free stew turkey.
Yeah.
He can definitely do that for you.
So I know Kermit, who's a producer here, is very active.
Yes.
At Our Ladies.
Yes, he is.
You doing anything? No junk, no nothing?
No, Kermit isn't doing any junk. No, Kermit, on the day of the fair, Kermit is the all-around guy. So, don't worry.
Oh, he's working.
He's working hard.
So he's making sure the electricity. Him for some free stew.
Maybe. He's making sure the electricity is set up. Everyone has electricity in their booths. He is making sure that things are set up. Things are broken down. We need Kermit. We need Kermit. Hands, feet, everything tomorrow.
He's a good Catholic guy. From when he was young, he's always active inside the church.
He is a good, yes. Yeah, he comes from good Catholic stock. Mm. So he makes his grandparents very proud.
Good, 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 good. Mm-hmm. So let's go over the event again. Okay, at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock, you can get souse.
You get souse and my stew turkey.
Yes.
And the stew turkey is a big thing.
Yes.
Right? And then you... the men who are doing that then assist on preparing for the opening at 12 o'clock.
So we get ready for 12. Yes, we're on the grounds. 12 p.m. for the open. Well, of course, we'll be there before, but 12 p.m. the grounds open and you can begin purchasing items on the fairgrounds.
But with the funny money.
The funny money, the bank is there, so you can exchange your real money.
Bahamian dollars.
Your Bahamian or U.S. dollars. Yeah. Mm-hmm. For the actual fairground funds.
And what you're using with this money? Because every time you'll have a plan to where we collect, making money to do this. Do you have a special thing for this or just an annual?
Well, the annual fair just goes towards helping to, I guess, for a lack of a better word or quote, it's just to help pay the bills of the church, whatever other bills that's happening in the church, and that helps. And then we do have some special projects that's happening throughout the year, but we put those funds towards that. And then this year, we're also celebrating our 100th anniversary. So
100 years of church being there?
1926 to
2026. Anyone who was there from the original opening?
No.
Oh, just checking.
I don't know anyone that's there right now at 100. Just checking. Probably have some who will remember the infancy stages, but definitely no. I can't recall anyone that's at the 100 who was there in 1926.
Mm. In terms of, I'm not sure, but you were very active in the church. You have any old members at Our Lady? They say, oh, Miss Sister, Mr. There, they still attend. They're about 80 now. They're 90.
We do have old members that are still attending Our Lady's Church. And then we also have, of course, you do have some that's at home, mm-hmm. Sick and shut in. So they take the Eucharist to them at home or their visit at home. And then you still have a few that that come out. But we do have quite a few members that are in their 70s, 80s.
Nice.
And 90s. So I'm sure, it's a church of rich history.
Yes. And Our Ladies, because it's in the inner city, it was mm-hmm. very supported by the community. Is that still happening? Or you have like people out of the community come in and support the church, or that most of the members are people who are off East Street and Peter Street in general? Because I know you don't live in East Street and Peter Street.
I grew up on East Street. What are you talking about? I am literally the people that the church was created for. Mm. I am an East Street baby. I lived through the church corner. I lived through the next corner over. So my family grew up on East Street. And I think to answer your question, there are a lot of the church members, even if they don't live on East Street any longer, mm-hmm. they grew up on East Street. They mm-hmm. came from there. So a lot of the members still there and their families now. So you still have those people who are connected to the church in that way. And now it's just other generations coming who may not have lived East Street, but they can still find, the old people say their neighbor string somewhere tied on East Street.
So what's your youth program? You have an active youth program there?
No? So youth program, we don't have youth, like a youth group on Fridays, but we do have a very active youth dance ministry. We do have an active CCD program, which is youth focused once again. And yeah, we have young people that are altar service, like with Kermit. Mm-hmm. We have young people that read, commentate. So, yep.
Okay, so I should expect them at the fair.
You should expect them at the fair, and the youth dance troupe will be performing at the opening as well. So yes, you definitely should expect to see young people running around.
We can take this phone call because mm-hmm. someone wants to engage you, and I want to know about the special events before you go that what's happening. I know you call the police band, but I want to go through all of that too. When you come there, you can expect these events. But yes. Let's go to this caller first.
No problem.
Guardian Radio AM, we're talking to Valderez Miller, who's a chair. She was chairing the fair, the big fair at Our Ladies. How are you doing, caller? Call you there?
Hello. Good morning, Mr. Nuri.
Good morning. How you doing?
How you doing? Spark and Doge here.
Okay.
Mr. Nuri, do you know that right across the road there? I listened to you talking about when you grew up on East Street and thing, or what you went through, but you're not older than you. Mm-hmm. You right across the road on the north side of Our Lady's Church. You know, the family that used to live right across the road there, who they were?
I knew this.
The Poitiers, Sidney Poitiers family.
Yeah. I knew this because
You know Carlos Poitiers and all of them, Carlos? Carlos left here also to go to Florida. His name is Jeffrey Poitiers. That was all the Poitiers and them, some of them moved up in Seabreeze. And Carlos went off to Florida, and he got involved in the acting also. I haven't heard for Jeffrey Carlos in a long time, but I heard a young lady in Florida the other day that said that she was a Poitier, and she's a new actress, I heard. I believe maybe by this age now, she should be maybe Carlos' daughter.
Mm.
But Sidney Poitier used to come down here nearly every summer when he had his house up in Linton and Cabbage Patch, Cabbage Poitier and all of us. I used to roam around since East Street before you, barefoot, where we had to be in barefoot in the day because we only had one pair of shoes for school and one pair for church.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Then you come from school, you be barefoot.
Mm-hmm. You there? Okay. No, man, I was enjoying that story. And yes, I know Our Lady's. I had my whole community went to Our Lady's school. And I know the school has changed to something else now, but the church is there and active.
The church is staying active. And I went to Our Lady's school as well. And we still have members of the Poitier family that still are very active in Our Lady's church as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now let's talk about the special events that is happening there.
Yeah, so for tomorrow, special events, like I said, we have the Lady Church dance troupe that they will be performing tomorrow. We have the police, the Royal Bahamas Police Force marching band will be there at the opening tomorrow as well. We, of course, have our resident DJ that's there throughout the whole day. We have a dedicated kiddies corner that's big, very special. And then, of course, we have bingo throughout the day for the adults. I know, because I know when people sit down at a bingo table, they really don't move. So that's really a big thing for them. Mm-hmm. We have awesome
I love Catholic
prizes.
Bingo, by the way. I love Catholic bingo.
Oh, they
bingo.
Do it the best.
Yeah, yeah.
They do it the best.
Yes, go ahead.
So yeah, we have bingo situated all day as well. So in terms of the special things that's happening on the grounds, those are the things that's happening.
Good. Okay, let's take this phone call, and I appreciate you always coming by to explain what's happening at Our Lady's Church and this big fair. It's a big community fair. I mean,
yes.
And all the Catholics from all over the places come to support you.
Come, we welcome Catholics from everywhere, from all throughout the island. Come and come and see us.
Okay. Let's go to this caller. Guiding Radio AM, you live.
Hey, Brother Nuri.
How you doing?
Good. To the lady there's a gentleman that goes to Our Lady's Church. I have a lot to thank him for. He helped grow me up like a brother, one Mr. Roland Goff. Mr. Goff is still there at your church?
Yes, he is, Mr. Goff, and that is my papa. He is still there.
Mr. Roland Goff was my scout master.
Oh, wow, yes.
I am now 58, so you know how long ago that was.
Yes, very long
Mr.
time.
Mr. Goff was a gentleman of a gentleman. I can sing his praises until I die.
And he still is.
He grew me up, and I say literally grew me up. I had no father. I had big brothers, but some of them, they had no time for me. Mr. Roland Goff take a group of us at Columbus Primary School, and he started a scouts program there with us. And I owe him, that's why I chose to call a national radio and say this. I owe Roland Goff.
I am not sure if he is listening, but I will tell you, I will definitely take
you
him.
You can let him know that he's blind. One of his blind now used to be scouts. The first time I've ever been Adelaide in my life, Roland Goff took me Adelaide. I'll never forget it. I always remind him about that whenever I have a chance to speak with him.
I will definitely.
You can tell him Julian Ferguson.
Julian Ferguson, Mr. Ferguson, I will definitely let him know. And I'm sure on behalf of him, he is most. You know how he goes. He doesn't really like the praises, but I will definitely. He deserves them, though. He definitely deserves them. I will definitely let him know.
And I have a chance to hear anything but our ladies, anything but the boys' scouts, anything but Bahamas bus and truck. I talk about Roland Goff.
Yes.
Say, ma'am?
Yes, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Okay, so let's do a transition in terms of a summary of whatever it is, so we can transition into St. Matthew's, who's coming up next to explain the event. But remind us about the whole shebang.
So, very, very important notes here. So first of all, we are happy to be celebrating our 100th anniversary this year. So we'll
100
probably,
years.
100 years. So if you have us, we'll be back to tell you some more about that on another day. But for now, for tomorrow, our big annual church fair and raffle is happening May 30th from 12 p.m. until on the grounds of the Park of Peter, East and DeVoe Streets. We have great food, great drinks, great fellowship, great games, and a great time. We're hoping for, hopefully we have some great weather after the little rain today. And so we hope to see you there. Bring your friend, bring your neighbors, bring your family out for a great day. And while you're coming, bring your fun so you can purchase and get your chance to win the grand prize, the 2027 Jator X50, $5 per ticket for the raffle tickets, $50 for the book. But I hope to see you there.
And you have a kiddie section and you have a mature section for children.
Yes.
For
the mature, younger heart, we do have that section. And the dedicated kiddie section, you can definitely pay to play the games all day. And the kids are over there. They have bounce houses. They have rides. But then we also have on the fairgrounds, face painting, snow cone, ice cream, hoopla for the kiddies. So there's a lot of things for the kids as well.
Good. Good. Because I might have to drop off my old man there and say, you sit.
Yes.
Put some money in hands and you sit.
Yes.
You sit there until I come back.
Yes, so
I just
indeed.
Want to make sure it's a safe space there. Thank you very much, Ms. Valderez Miller. Again, she's the chairperson who always comes here every year about the Our Lady's Great Fair. Happened there on Peter Street and DeVoe Street?
East and DeVoe Street.
East Street and DeVoe Street.
DeVoe Street.
That
park
there.
Yes, that right there.
Okay, good. So anyway, I see you again when you come back and explain about your 100 years and what you're doing.
Yes, I will see you then. I look forward to it.
Yeah, good.
Thank you so much.
We'll take a quick commercial break. Guardian Radio AMCA Nuri. Thank you very much, Ms. Valderez. We'll be right back.
8157. Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologists can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
You try to rest, roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. Of course, it's the CA Nuri, and we have Miss Pat Francis from St. Matthew's Anglican Church. They're going to be talking about the Family Sunday. I'm going to find out what you mean by Family Day. So she's here to explain that. It's going to be a big event where they're inviting all kind of people, families, to come and attend. So tell me about your family, St. Matthew's Family Sunday.
Well, the genesis of this event is that during Synod of last year, we the bishop and the diocese recognized the year as Family Matters too.
Okay.
And that was the theme during the 2025 year. And so the idea caught on well enough that it was agreed that we would carry the theme over into 2026. Mm. So 2026 has also been dubbed Family Matters too.
Mm-hmm.
And the theme there is very much biblically stated in that we move with Joshua 24:15, and it encapsulates our theme, which is the family that prays together stays together. And for me in my house, we will serve the Lord.
Amen.
And so in doing that, churches have identified the fifth Sunday in every month as Family Sunday.
So this Sunday here.
This Sunday here, the majority of our Anglican churches in the diocese are celebrating Family Sunday.
So what exactly is St. Matthew's doing?
St. Matthew's is going bit further, and we are going to invite all of the families who have foundation in or from St. Matthew's.
Ah.
And so we have many families who started there are still there. They're like the generational foundation. And we've been asking them over the last 2-3 weeks, reach out to your family members and come home.
Come home.
Come home.
It's like a great return.
It's like a great reunion. And what we are saying is, we're still here. We are also looking forward to next year, which we'll be celebrating 225 years.
What?
And so,
I mean, you might be the oldest church in the Bahamas, man.
Yeah.
But go ahead. You are?
Yeah.
Okay.
At least the oldest edifice, too. But what we are saying to the community is, we want to continue this thread of recognizing our families. And so, St. Matthew's on Sunday, we have called, Father has given us permission to come as in casual outfits.
Casual outfits.
Casual. He promised us, he said, if we get this together, we will designate a Sunday for casual Sunday. And it turns out that we are using Family Sunday as casual. You know why?
Now, I don't want to put you on the spot, right? But St. Matthew's is known for its families.
I mean,
for families in the neighborhood, but families who span generations and generations.
Yes.
I want you to give some shout-outs to some families that you know of.
That
because your family being in St. Matthew's for centuries. Centuries, right? So call some families out. Invite them to come.
The families, the butlers.
The butlers.
The Franceses.
So, no, you're in too quick. I have a whole half an hour for you, right?
Okay.
So you inviting all the butlers.
All the butlers.
Who used to originate in
So Milo Butler came, was a member of the vestry, a member of synod, and he was in statue. He was big. But when he came into St. Matthew's, you knew he was there. He sat in the front row.
He reached.
I reach.
So we invite all the butlers to come.
All come.
Family there. We can pay tribute. Give me another name.
Another name would be, we tend to put the Franceses and the butlers together because all were
intermarry
huge in stature.
They didn't intermarry. Oh, okay.
But they were big in
big.
Stature.
Okay.
Plus, they had presence in St. Matthew's because when you talk about projects that needed funding, or needed exposure, because, you know, my dad was in the Guardian. So whenever St. Matthew's needed anything, he came to the fore.
So we're inviting all the Franceses.
All the Franceses have been asking them to return. We also had the Martins.
The Martins.
Remember Bill Martin? He was one of the huge members of St. Matthew's. And he had about 8 children or so.
Oh, so there's a lot of them.
There are a lot of them.
So tell the Martins them they got to come.
The Martins got to come out to represent. We also have the Tricos.
The Tricos. I know the Tricos.
Yes. The Tricos have been a staple in St. Martin. And they are builders. So whenever you needed anything going for building or renovating, Mr. Trico was always there.
So
still
we need the Tricos to come out.
Come out. We have the Baines.
The Baines.
One of them, they're from the Kemp Road, St. James, the Eastern area, York Street area. We also have the Youngs. They hailed from Eleuthera, but they were faithful. Have you heard about Emily Young? But those are the people that came again from the York Street area.
Yeah.
The Gaudettes.
The Gaudettes.
Rosie Goddard.
But Rosie Goddard's still there. He ain't going to be. He still comes to church.
He's still there. Yes.
So
he was the catechist. Still is the catechist. He turned 90, I think, or 91 recently.
So all of his children there need to come out.
They need to come. We our service on Sunday is not going to be a regular service.
The church will be packed.
And in lieu of the sermon, we have a family who will be speaking on families, rearing families with Christ centered.
Oh, okay.
Christ-centered families. Mm-hmm. What do you do? Mm-hmm. How did you do it? What were some of the struggles? What were some of the successes? What was the challenge? Mm. And they're going to speak about those things.
So this is going to be during the service?
Really? Yes. Oh, okay. Service is really... We will have our regular format. The readings will be done by family members.
Ah.
The element bearers will be family members. This is totally intentional,
mm-hmm.
because we want to make a statement. Family matters too.
So you'll be seeing people who haven't seen in decades.
Yeah. And some may come up from in the yard. You never know.
Okay, imagine. But I love your graveyard, though. The graveyard itself tells history and stories about all of the members who attended.
Yes.
And even your plaques inside the church dedicated to family members.
You know, we have a lot of, and it's a possibility for tourism project, mm-hmm. because we have a lot of visitors who just meander through the graveyard.
Yes.
Because they say that that's where the history is.
Yeah.
A lot of history is buried in the ground. And so they come and they take pictures of the headstones, mm-hmm. and some of the headstones are very informative.
Mm.
And so it works for them because they then may enter the church for the service.
Yeah.
But it's a thing now. What we're saying is family is so important. A lot of us don't even know all the connections.
Yeah.
And so coming to church is one way of beginning to understand where you came from.
This could be a family reunion Sunday.
It's like a family reunion. And following the service, we will have a brunch.
Oh, all food?
Oh.
You're just going to keep that secret from me?
That's the secret.
Okay, go ahead.
And we are going to award the largest family.
Who shows up that day. Oh.
We're going to award the youngest family that we have in attendance.
Oh, nice.
We're going to do a Bible quiz among the tables.
Uh-huh.
Just to get people
to know. So it'll be a fun event.
It's a fun event with families. With families.
I mean, Rosie Cadet have a lot of children, you know. Yeah. So how you can outdo Rosie Cadet with bringing his children?
Well, we'll see. Church big.
Church big. Tell me if you got to call all the Francis. Because I will take home the prize.
Yes. Right? And so that's the rollout for our first one.
Mm-hmm.
And as we move into every fifth Sunday now, mm-hmm. to the end, we have two more to go, August and November.
Mm-hmm.
And we will incorporate some themes in there. But the staple for us is bringing families together.
Yes.
And worshiping together.
And celebrating
us as a church family. But it will be, and it will extend out to the community.
Mm-hmm.
We are also wanting to bring forth our young people.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do that? Well, we still have our Saturday school for children.
Mm-hmm.
And we have just introduced again our dance ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And so those young people will be participating in the service in church on Sunday morning.
How is your youth ministry there? Is it active?
It's up and down. And I think it's the same in most of these churches.
Mm-hmm.
What has happened with St. Matthew's is that we are a parish. And it's named a parish because it was a community.
Mm-hmm.
The community has changed. The families who once resided there have moved south.
Yeah.
West, mm-hmm. north. And so that bunch mm-hmm. that we would have always been able to pull on, they have moved out. And
yeah.
so our work becomes even more intensive trying to pull in the few mm-hmm. who are still there. Kudos to Father Jupp, who has launched a program.
That's the young people you'll have there
yes.
now.
Yes. Yeah. He has launched a program to bring people in. But in doing that, what he has also done, which I think it's remarkable, he has become ecumenical in meaning that he has reached out outside of St. Matthew's Church.
Oh.
So we also create and have dealings with Sacred Heart,
mm-hmm.
The Church of God of Prophecy.
Really?
And so during Lent, we have what we call a revival in the park.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll use an Ebenezer as well. And we use Ebenezer's parking lot
mm-hmm.
and have an ecumenical service.
Okay, nice.
And, of course, during Lent, we also we visit each other's churches.
Nice, nice.
When you do Stations of the Cross or you just do an evening service, and it moves around, which is very good.
Because all these churches right next to each other.
Right in walking distance.
Yeah, walking distance.
But getting back to Father Jupp's program, PrEP, the next step, it's a wealth of knowledge for young people, because there are some things that they are going through. They need assistance. Mm-hmm. They need counseling.
Yeah.
They need someone with influence to move them along. And so he has been successful in getting other parishes and even outside of the Anglican diocese to buy into this program.
Mm.
And so it's moving along slowly, but I could see that once he keeps it on the track that he's on, it's going to be going to be a very
good. Who's the rector there now?
Is Father Canon. Canon Basil Tynes.
Okay, and Jupp is
the assistant priest, curate. And we also have another priest there by the name of Father Jude. And he is the prison and hospital chaplain.
Ah, okay.
So, you know, he finds them wherever they are in those institutions. He goes and do mass with them, provide communion. And so, you know, the word gets out, and you also find some of your lapsed people,
mm-hmm,
who you're able to administer to.
Yeah.
So, you know, again, it's stress in family.
So let's go over what can we anticipate come this Sunday.
This Sunday.
Oh, first of all, I need what service we happening.
One service.
One service this Sunday.
No 7:15, no 10:30. One service, 9 a.m.
So 9 a.m. is this service.
This service Sunday. Is Family Sunday service is 9 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And we want people to understand 9 a.m. Why? Because normally we have a 7:15,
yeah,
and we have a 10:30,
yeah,
and not the twain shall meet.
Yes.
Because you will meet somebody outside. I go to St. Matthew's too, but I never saw you.
Same.
That's because you're at another service.
Yeah.
So the 9 a.m. is designed for us to be able to be more interactive, to bond a bit more, and also to create some influence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because me at 7:15 may be able to assist with somebody who needs a hand up, a hand out, a recommendation. And I'm right there in the church.
Mm-hmm.
But if you didn't know that,
mm-hmm,
then you have a problem. But we're trying to bridge that gap. And so, one of the theme songs is Bind Us Together.
Oh, I like that song.
But I don't think you come in.
I might come. I got to convince the wife now. Because we have our own church.
You have your own. I think it's church.
But still, who knows? But you're all having food. BT, I can come after church. I can come after church and say food retreat.
Okay, you come for the food.
I can come for the food. So 9 o'clock is the start of your service,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And it could be the regular service.
The families will do all of the readings, the epistle, the psalm. The elements, they will take up the elements. You also do the intercessory prayer. That's the normal service outline.
Mm-hmm.
And then we will, as I said, we will have a family who does what we would call a sermonette.
Yeah.
And they will talk about the family, their family, and the challenges and the successes.
Yeah.
And what you need to do going forward.
Yeah.
And that should be interesting.
And then after that service.
And then, well, then we know we still have the young people from Saturday school who, mm-hmm, will do, perform a selection.
Mm-hmm.
And then our dance ministry of our younger people.
Entertainment then.
Yeah, okay. Because we want people to appreciate that you could interject you could weave in other secular things that have meaning,
mm-hmm,
and that is attractive for people, period.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, some people don't like the liturgical dance.
Mm-hmm.
And I could understand that, but my point has always been wherever we can get them in and interested and staying, and they have this staying power because they are attracted to this whatever,
mm-hmm,
we need to do it.
Yes.
Within reason.
Yes.
Okay? And so once we've finished with that,
mm-hmm,
I'm sure Father will make an announcement somewhere at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll move over into the parish hall.
And what's happening at the parish hall?
And the parish hall will then be, we will have brunch,
mm-hmm,
and we'll be giving out awards to certain categories of families.
And say some and games may happen too.
We're going to have a Bible quiz. We also will have our own Claudette Allen, who is a big St. Matthews. She will do a poetry reading. And then we will have one of our own. She was once in the gospel competition and came second, Kervanique Ferguson. Melodious. She will perform. And so that will round off the whole day.
Okay.
We're looking forward to an exciting day. We want everybody who is connected to St. Matthew's to please come.
We have a history there.
And then the best part is it's casual Sunday. You don't have to go out and buy no new dress. You don't have to buy a hat.
Jeans
day. You could jeans day. And jeans within reason. Now, you don't want them too cut out and of all course. Of that. But appropriate. And we have invited persons to wear the T-shirt of their organization. But you will be you will sit with your family.
Sit with your family.
If you have something to do at church, because some people have assignments. Once you finish your assignment, you sit with your family.
It would be nice to see how many people your various families bring out.
Yeah.
You know, to see all the families
and
return.
And to see what organizations they are currently a part of, you know. I'm very excited about it. And I said, this is will lead us into our planning for our 225th anniversary.
Okay, I'm sure you'll be back here.
And I will be back to promote that.
To promote that and to talk about that, too. Oh, I'm excited. And this is this Sunday.
This is Sunday, May 31st, 9 a.m. St. Matthew's is the place to be. We will welcome you with open arms.
Okay. Thank you very much. That's Ms. Patricia Francis. We're going to take a quick commercial break. They're having their family Sunday. The theme is Family Matters Too, right? And it's going to be the fifth Sunday of every month.
Fifth Sunday in... Well, they'll all... No, because there's not a fifth Sunday in every month. There's a fifth Sunday. The next fifth Sunday will be August. And following that, it will be November.
Okay.
So we are putting you on the calendar. I don't know if the wife and those will still be celebrating theirs on the 5th.
We will make effort to come.
At least one.
Yeah, at least one.
At least one.
I'll commit to that. on a stand and say, yeah, we come into church.
Yes.
We're going to take a quick... go ahead.
I needed to send a shout out.
Oh, yes. Happy birthday to somebody. Hey?
Happy birthday to Cohen. Our little scientist.
Yes.
And that's coming from his three grandmothers, his nanny boo boo, his grantee, his uncle, and all his favorite cousins.
Good.
Coco, his Gaudy Coco. Can't miss Gaudy Coco. And Grammy Bro. I mean, that's the heart and center of his life.
How old is Cohen now?
Cohen will be five.
Five? It's a big five. Oh.
I hope I got it right. Yeah. But anyway.
Happy birthday to Cohen.
Happy birthday to Cohen.
Good. We're going to take this quick commercial break and come back for the last 5 minutes of Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. We'll be right back.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner today.
Loss of family members is very isolating, and people who have experienced loss appreciate when others have shared their grief. If you can't be there in person, go to the Nassau Guardian's website online at thenassauguardian.com and visit our obituary link. The Nassau Guardian's interactive obituary link allows you to read the funeral announcement, express condolences, or place photos on the online guestbook for one full year. Losing a loved one is painful, but that pain isn't the worst thing to happen. Friends, loved ones, colleagues, and neighbors who ignore the loss compound the pain. Should the bereaved family wish to place the obituary and photos on our obituary site, just contact the Guardian's funeral industry partners or the Nassau Guardian. Remember, there isn't one magic right thing to say to someone experiencing loss that will make the loss less painful or easier to bear. The Nassau Guardian's obituary link, available online at thenassauguardian.com.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. We have the last 5 minutes. With this 5 minutes, I'm going to read the press statement from the Gaming Board for the Bahamas. This is a press statement from the Gaming Board for the Bahamas. That's their official name. It says, press statement for immediate release, May 29th, 2026, Nassau, Bahamas. The Gaming Board for the Bahamas is the statutory body charged with regulating all licensed gaming and activities incidental thereto. The board issues this statement to address recent public inquiries regarding appointments to the cabinet and concerns expressed by some members of the public in relation to those appointments. The Gaming Act does not create any bar or qualification for appointment to the cabinet. The Act restricts and regulates who may hold the types of licenses provided for thereunder, not who may serve in cabinet. The Act prescribes disqualifications from holding licenses or financial interest in such licenses. Under the Gaming Act, a cabinet minister who has a financial interest of 5% or more in a license is disqualified from holding such an interest. The Act does not state that such a person is disqualified from being a cabinet minister. Rather, it provides that the person is disqualified from holding that financial interest. The financial interest is defined in the Act. It means a right or entitlement to share in profits or revenue, or a direct or indirect interest in voting shares or voting rights attracted to the shares of a company. The definition specifically excludes all passive or indirect interests held through shareholdings in companies listed on a recognized stock exchange, and any entitlement to revenue from ordinary commercial contracts for the supply of goods or services to a license holder, and any indirect interest held through a fund or investment where the person holding such interest has no control over the investment decisions made in respect of that fund or investment. The board is bound by the strict statutory confidentiality provisions contained in the Act and is therefore unable to divulge specific details regarding the internal affairs of its license holders or records relating to individual licensees. And for inquiries, you can contact info@thebahamasgamingboard.com. So what we found out there? We found out that the board says they have nothing to do with cabinet. Cabinet is done by the prime minister, and the prime minister is the one who says who's going to serve on their cabinet. We found that the gaming board is saying that they cannot give no information because they have the confidentiality provisions contained in the Act, and therefore they are unable to divulge any specific details regarding the internal affairs of its license holders. So they can't ask them to give any details about those persons who have license to be a part of the gaming business, right? So if you want more explanation, we got to ask the Office of the Prime Minister, the Prime Minister himself. And remember, the Office of the Prime Minister said they're waiting on the Gaming Board to give a statement. So we're going back now to the Office of the Prime Minister, I guess, who will state that, yes, they met the requirements. And because they met the requirements, they now can serve in the cabinet. A number of people would like to know what changed, right? And so I'm hoping that the Prime Minister decide to give a statement just to put things at ease and say, yes, I've decided that based on how they interpret the law, that the two mentioned, Mr. Bastian and Ms. Bryce, are now able to participate in the cabinet. So I guess we're just waiting on that particular statement from the Prime Minister. I'm not sure if he's going to provide any kind of law or explanation, because, there's no need to change the law, and that's the statement they're doing. Other than that, those who object need to do a, perhaps a pay for a judicial review. That should be next couple of years or months, right? So I'm not sure if anyone will be interested in going through that route. But the conclusion, it is what it is. I'm not sure what you want to say. I see people still grumbling. It is what it is. We need to move on. I have a text here. What this text says, Mr. Nuri, none of that statement amongst a hill of beans. It's a circular argument, but whether it's who can be a cabinet minister or who can hold a gaming license, the question remains as to whether the individuals have divested or sold all of their interests in the gaming house. And text, I was only assume that it's all subjective, right? Only way you could do now is do a judicial review. I doubt any of the political parties will end up doing that. Even though we have tons of lawyers here and constitutional lawyers who should be duty bound to say, I understand that, but this is a matter of principle. Let me do this for the sake of the Bahamas. Nah, I don't expect none of them to do it. So it ends. It finished. I mean, why talk about it? You grumble. Why talk about it? Say, CA, that's garbage, and you know it is rubbish. The gaming board has spoken. They said they have nothing to do with it, right? They said cabinet will be the one, or the prime minister is the one who appoints those to the cabinet, and they don't go in detail or explain the provide information about the licensees, holders, right? And there's no law discriminating Bahamians from participating. So that's where we at, right? I guess those people who study law will have their opinions. But if you're not prepared to challenge the law, right, and prepared to go to do a judicial review to push the issue, to have it explained and define all together, this back and forth, idle complaining, rah, 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 ain't gonna make no sense. Nobody listening. You gotta understand, nobody's listening. So you gotta put your shoulder to the wheel, or you put your mouth, your money where your mouth is. That's what I want to say. Either put your money where your mouth is, or you sit down and be quiet. You have options. What does last text says? The government must sponsor the review in court. Good luck on that. Good luck on that, Texter. This has been Guardian Radio AM with CA Nuri. You have a wonderful day.